Good evening, everybody. Glad to be here one more time. We got a lot to go on today. I want to make sure I cover all the areas because this will be my last show due to a certain problems going on. I have to turn around and I have to step down a little bit, get everything, my life back in order here. I got to go in the hospital during Sunday and start working on the radiation treatment. So I know I definitely want to let everybody know it's been a great time. I had a great time doing it. I'd like to just thank a lot of the people that helped me out, that had my back along the way. I couldn't have did it without some of the guys checking in on me, Larry T, Leroy, Motor City Mafia, 4-Speed Dwayne, Donald. You know, I mean, those guys actually, they looked out for me at all times. And I know I'm going to miss a few people that I'm saying their names, but I'm sorry. But I'm still around. Everything is there. I've just got to lay low for a little while and get everything back, get my strengths back where I got to get it. And it's one of those things that I got to go ahead and take care of. I hear, you know, before any other stories and rumors go out and all the crazy stuff, I'll let you know right now. I heard people saying, well, we got to do something for Joe, give us donation, make a thing. No, I don't need it. I'm good. I'm thankful that you guys thought of something like that, or some people have thought, maybe some people are thinking for money reasons, or maybe they're thinking for their heart. But I situated myself pretty well. And I knew it was coming, so I was kind of ready for it. I gave it my all. I can tell you, I talked to a couple of my friends. Matter of fact, I just had a discussion with Nappy Ron the other day, and we can actually talk. And some people say, oh, man, how can somebody ask you that? But you know what? Be straightforward with me, and I'm straightforward with him. He can ask me anything he wants, and he can say anything, just like he said. He asked me, he said, you know, some of us not prepared in case you have to go. And taking out insurances or whatever have you. And I told Nappy, I'm all straight. And that's how I felt. I'm good. And if something was to happen, it's all taken care of. But not to say something is going to happen, I'll put it in the good Lord's hands right now. And I appreciate that, you know, helping me out, which a lot of people should try to get their things in order. Because you never know what the next day holds. And right now I know I'm not guaranteed on anything, but I know I'm going through it. And I'm going to get God on my side right now, and that's what I'm doing. And there's a lot of things. You have somebody saying, oh, he's got something negative to say and something positive to say, but you got to realize that certain things go in one ear and come out the other ear sometime, and I just try to kind of like blank it out. And certain things I don't want to hear, certain positives I like to hear, and certain things like the negatives I don't want to really get involved in, or I don't want to be around it, so I try to move on. And not saying that the show was that, but I'm just moving on for right now and try to get better. And there's a lot of things I want to make sure before I go out. I want to just thank a lot of the guys that came out to support me, the fans, the people. They were there for me, and there ain't no doubt about it. You know who you guys are. I don't have to say your name, you know. And, you know, you talk to me at all times. Anytime you want to give a call, you want to call me, whatever, it's no problem. I got no problem. If you need help with something, I got no problem helping you. And that's how it goes. I know who was true and who wasn't. When they think you didn't have anything, you know who was there with you. When you started to get up there and move up, you can see. And I don't forget. I'm a small guy, Racer, and I'll tell you that right now on the phone. Never try to be nothing bigger. Never try to do anything as that I can't do. But if I said I'm going to do it, I always tried to do it. And I don't want to be a person right now to say I'm going to be the one keeping holding the show open and doing the show and not be able to. So that's one reason why I'm stepping down, because I don't want to turn around and tell everybody the show's open and then I'm not there, or vice versa. You know, I don't want to promises I can't keep. That being said, that's how it is. I mean, I really want to thank Larry P, because I tell you, he told me just like it is. You come there, don't worry about it. Just sit there and relax. You don't have to do anything. Just we'll take care of everything. Don't worry about it. So I told him, I said, you know what? My whole thing is sometimes it's, I got to sit my butt over by the rubber or I got to be in the mix. It takes everything off of my brain. You know, it's a little bit at a time. You'd be surprised what little therapy you might need. Some people have to lift weights. Some people have to run. Some people have to, you know, they'll do something, watch TV or whatever. Me, it's this little thing that helped me out to get across this. And I started feeling it more and more the last few weeks just before everything is coming on. And I knew it was coming. And when you start to know things coming, yeah, you know, it's totally different. If you haven't been there, it's hard to describe. These last three to four weeks, I try to, you know, actually make myself a little happier, buy myself something or anything just to make myself cheer up a little bit, you know, and, you know, go and do a little something here and there. But right now, things just ain't working the way I want to. Right now, I put it in God's hands, and we're going to move along. And I feel like I'm going to be all right, and I'm going to beat it. So that's what's going on right now. I just want to let everybody know. So before anybody else hear anything else, you heard it from the horse's mouth. And it's going to be one of those things. I think I'm going to be all right. And I know the track is going to be open on 31st, and I know for a fact that, as always, it's always a great show, right day before the holiday. I know a lot of the guys called me up and told me they were coming. I got Baldy, the Florida guys, they're all coming, Florida boys. T5, they're on their way. Goldie's locked in. Candy Crusher, there they are. A host of people. And I just can't even say how many people are coming. And I'll tell you, like I told Larry, I said, you'll see me. I get out one day before the track. And I promise I'm going to be sitting up, and I'll be sitting out there at the track, or I'm going to be sitting up in that tower, one of the two. You know, I mean, some people think you ain't going to make it through it, that you can't make it that day, but you know what? God willing, I'll be there. I'm going to try to be there, and I wouldn't want to miss it for the world. And it's such a great time. And like I want to tell Larry, Leroy, they've been by my side. I talked to Leroy a couple of days ago and just let him thank him for what he did for the radio station and helping out. Without him, you know, I wouldn't be here right now doing it. He did a lot for me, and he didn't get to make it to the show yet, but he told me something positive that was unbelievable. And like he said, his car's not ready. He said, but he didn't get to make it to the show yet. But if there's something I need, he said he's going to make it there. You just give him a call, and he'll be on the plane to be here. And I said that was great. I felt good. Felt better. But right now, you know, their prayers is good, and I know I feel it, because I can tell you some days you feel real good when you hear something like that. And that was a good thing that made me feel better, cheered me up. It's not always easy as everybody thinks it is. And my sister just found out she had a little problem, and I actually got my mother going for the anaplastia, and I had her in last week, and I hung out with her over there at the hospital, and there's a lot of things going on right now, and sometimes you never know what's on another guy's plate. It may look good sometime, and it ain't all that good. You can have everything in the world, look like you got everything, but sometimes it's just, in your mind is wandering. I'm blessed to have a great family behind me, wonderful kids, two boys, and a couple grandkids. So with that being said, I'm happy. I wouldn't change anything I did for the world, whatever I've been doing. And it was great. I just want to thank everybody out there that supported me, came to the shows, whatever. And I hope they'll keep coming now, because I'm going to make it to the other one still. That being said, I actually talked to Bradshaw a week ago, and basically we got to talk and sit and have everything discussed, and it looks like November 1st will be the reunion for me and Larry T when we first met up, when we first did our first show ever, and that's going to be the finale at Capitol. Buds Creek will be the finale for Buds Creek that we'll ever do at Buds Creek, you know, and that'll be it. But we're going to actually do our reunion thing on November 1st at Capitol. That's where I met Larry at. That's where I brought my good buddy Poppy there, and God bless him. He told me we're going to make it the following year, and he couldn't wait. And we had a tragic loss. And I always did something about that meant to me just by going there, and I took it back over. So I will be back at Capitol, me and Larry T, and we will be holding this up on November 1st. And I had a lot of people committed that said that it's coming. I got a lot of people that's committed to saying they're coming on the 31st. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. The ruler said he enjoyed himself. I mean, he said he's going to bring a few cars. Extreme said they're going to bring a few cars. And it's going to be just good to see everybody. That's all to it. I know there's a couple other races going on. You got Sham, Bruce Leroy, and Gunn & Picks. They have a race over there in Morocco, September 6th. If anybody can ever make it there, I've been there, and I enjoyed myself. There was no doubt about it. If I wasn't sick, I'd probably be there again, and we'll see. I mean, nothing's written in stone what's going to happen, but if everything works out, maybe I can make it again. If not, I'll try to make it for next year. But right now, I just got to get myself together and get everybody and the house all straightened. But I want to thank everybody again and for their prayers and thoughts and supporting me through all this. So I'm going to thank you, and I'm going to open up the mics, and we're going to talk about some racing, because I do got a few guys out there. I got Baldy wants to get out there, and I know he wanted to call out a few people. We got a few guys want to call out some cars. You know, I know Calvin and Pizza Gangster have been talking, and I don't know if they sealed the deal. I know we have Ugly. I know he has sealed the deal a couple races. So there's a lot of races sealed off. So what I'm waiting for is I know he's going to be coming on here. Short Dog should come over in a moment, and he'll be telling a few of the races that they got locked in already for the 31st. I'm having fun out there. You know, I mean, I'm laughing with a few guys out there in Baltimore. You know, I mean, and, hey, I can't say anything bad about those guys. The DMV area, they hold it down. They're doing their thing. Also, I give a special shout-out to the guys from Fayetteville, Dexter, Alphonse. I want to thank Dexter especially. He looked out for me. So, hey, my hat's off to you. If I can help you out on anything, you know where you go. So I'm going to open up the mic, and we'll keep it going through. And I'm not going to hold you on that. I want to get to the racing, because I want to make sure everybody gets to, you know, say what they have to say, and they want to get it busy. So I want to make sure. I know a lot of guys want to lock in something, and if they need me to try to lock in a race, there's no problem. So I'm going to open up a mic right quick. 631-8443, your mic's open.
Good evening, Joe. How you doing?
Yeah, everything. Dwayne, how you doing?
Good. I just want to say my prayers are for you and your family, your mom as well. You know, we pray that, you know, everything's going to go well with you. Amen. And I just, you know, before I just want to go into the racing thing, I just want to, you know, thank God for allowing us to meet over 30-something years ago and becoming best of friends, you know what I mean, with nothing in between, you know, being that, you know, you're so real, and that's how we hang around with people who are real, not, you know, fake or phony, or someone that just trying to be real, but they're not real, you can see right through them, and I just want to thank God for that, you know, that, you know, you wind up being a friend of mine, you know, that we stuck together over 30-something years and being able to, you know, help each other and be there for one another. And I just want to share that with you, you know, how positive you is, you know, and that you are so true. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Yes. And I just want to share that with you, you know, because it just, you know, you don't find that too much more anymore, you know, and people, you know. And I just want to let you know, that I'm behind you 100%. I appreciate, you know, the invites, you know, every time you're doing something, you invite me, you know, to whatever y'all having, you know. And like I said, I will be there on the 31st. I got time off, you know, put my vacation time in. I will be there to support 100%. Prayerfully, we could get a race off. You know, I don't know if I could find someone that, you know, will run in my class, you know, with me. I could find something, you know, that sit like me, that, you know, close to what I got. You know, I don't know, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of cars out there, and I'm just coming out there to have fun. You know, I try whatever, you know, just to have fun, win or lose.
Nah, there'll definitely be some cars in your class there, Dwayne. I'm going to work on something tomorrow. I'll make sure. I know there was two people that had asked me something, so I know, I think that race is going, this race should happen with you. Dwayne, I has got a Chevelle 4-speed, 23-degree, 1 4-barrel, stick shift car, and 71 Chevelle, right? That's what it is?
Yes, 71,
yeah, so,
with 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll make sure, I'll talk to the guy tomorrow. I'll make sure it happens. I know it's going to happen. But just hold on with me. I definitely have that ready. There ain't going to be no doubt about it. You'll get a run. But I've been having fun. Dwayne, you know how it is. It's I know my son, he broke his motor, you know, trying to get it back. But the engine had a quadruple bypass. And he's back on it, so I'm not sure if he's going to have it ready by the end of the week, or I'm not sure if for the week after. It's going to be close. So if everything works out, I'll have him sitting back in the saddle on the 31st. That's
nice.
One thing right there. So if he's all ready to go, he'll be there. If not, I'm not sure whether they actually don't seem like they want to take my car. The car's ready, but they seem like they want to be there unless you know, we both got cars there. That's the thing. So I understand it. So they kind of just don't want to touch the car, which they got my permission at any time. If they want to take it, they can go. That's no problem. And just like I told you, if you wanted to go out there and jump on a car, you needed to use something, you're more than welcome to come right here and pick it up and get it out of the yard. Ain't no problem at all. That's how I feel about you, Dwayne. So, no problem at all.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Something I need, you know, if you need a truck or car or whatever, go ahead. Take it.
That's
no problem.
You know,
that's
the same
material
thing.
To me.
That's right. That's right.
That's the material.
Thing. Yeah. Because, you know, materialistic stuff, you know, we get any time, you know. We could have it today, we could sell it tomorrow. We could buy something else the next day, you know. And it's all about, you know, being, you know, showing how we appreciate one another, that we don't mind about materialistic stuff like that, you know what I mean? Whatever you need, you know, my brother always open for you, you know, anytime.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm going to put this out there because I know it just happened. We didn't really get to talk about it, but two of the people that came out last time, you know, and I didn't think it was going to bring a bus again, you know, and I said, you know, because I was figuring that everybody's going to bring their cars. Well, there's a lot of people. I just got a couple calls today, and they just asked me, are you going to put the bus together? And I said, you know what? There ain't no problem, and I'll go get the bus for you guys. You guys want the bus? I said, I'm going to put the bus together, and then you want to ride on, ride down. They always have fun. So I will have the bus. So if they need to get in touch with me and they need a ride down, some of the older people don't want to drive, hey, just give me a call. I'll get you down there. We'll get on the bus and we'll all ride and have a good time. As always, they always have a great time, and so it is. So I'm gonna put it out there, so I'll just let everybody know, so they don't have to worry about it. I know a lot of guys are like, oh man, I gotta try to ride with somebody else, get a ride, and you know, six people inside a truck, you know, like the cabs, and it's kind of tight. So sometimes they want to just sit back and relax and have a good time. So I just put it out there, so the bus will be ready. I will have the bus, and we'll work it out. So I'm just gonna call Keith up later on and tell him have the bus ready, and we will be there.
Yes,
and I promise you, I'm gonna be there.
yes, you are. Yes.
You
know that for
sure.
Definitely gonna be there.
I heard this little guy. The doctor told me something, and he told me the fatigue and everything, and I said, you know, I told him I laughed about it, and I guess they said they can't believe I said that. But he was telling me, you know, you're going to have fatigue. And he was looking at me like, it's like, you know, I said, what's wrong? You got something to say? I said, yeah. I said, the fatigue. I said, it's the hunger. I think that's the reason why I got fatigue. All you let me doing is drinking water in the morning and apple juice yogurt. And it can't even have no fruit in the yogurt. It's got to be a clear yogurt.
Wow,
and then you can't have
nothing until next morning.
That's no energy. For five days, I got to be like, no, sorry, 5 days, 6 days, I got to be like that. So, you know, it's going to, it'll pull down on you. Don't get me wrong. So
we know God is better, you know. The doctors are there to do their job, but we know how powerful God is when we have trust and belief, you know. We know he's strength everything, you know. He's moving mountains, you know.
I'm making a joke out of it, but I'm going to ask God when I'm eating that yogurt, act like it's a steak. Slice the beef, so it tastes like a steak.
That's right. You know what I'm pushing at.
Yeah, please, that make that yogurt taste like a steak when I eat. I don't want to just eat some plain. So
that's
what's going on there. So, but Dwayne, hold on, okay? I just want to make sure I get everybody up there. I want to make sure I start opening up some of these mics.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a couple people that were sitting there. 516-4397, your mic's open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
Hey, this is Brooke Ken Show. Joe, I called you. The blessing for me and my family. To you and your whole family, man.
Thank you, Brooke Ken.
Because only God knows his walk, man, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
he'll bring
you out through everything, man.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be all right. I just ain't saying much, but you know, I'm hanging in there. You know?
Yeah, I don't have my car wrong, but I still support. 110%.
Oh, yeah. I gotta say, you there every time any one of the shows I got. I tell you, you there. I look around, and Ken, you there? Ken, can you tell me something about what happened with the race this week? That's what I meant.
I was told that Rat was gonna tell me he had an issue with his car, and he didn't get it. Fixed that in time, so he has to pay the DP.
Oh, because I know Rat was supposed to get the car ready, and with hearing, we were talking about the small block car. He was going to run the small block car on the 31st, so I got to see if Rat's going to be ready. Him and Donald race.
I know I spoke to him.
Okay.
I spoke to him yesterday. He told me he had an issue and he didn't fix the issue yet. So I don't know what the situation. Yeah.
As long as he got it done by the 31st, because I got to make sure I tell Donald, because I know Donald wants to lock him in. They talked about it that day, and that's what happened. And they just want to make sure they got it locked in ahead of time. And him and Donald, big block and small block. Donald's going to get the break to the quarter, and they're going to go at it. It should be a good one. And what's his name's got to come in over 3,000 pounds. Donald's going to come over 3,200 pounds. So, they worked it out, and I was like, wow. I let them talk. They were on the side talking, and they was like, both of them, I was like, you know what? I'm not stopping a race. I'm friends with both of you guys. Whatever happens, happens. Y'all do y'all a little bit for a little bit of money to have fun. Go ahead. I raised Donald. I raised Donald, and it's the God honest truth. And had no problem. Even though he lost or whatever, he came and shook my hand. We laughed about it. He said, "I'm going to get you back. I'm coming back to run you again. I want to run you." And he did say it. And now the God honest, he called me today and told me, said, "I don't care what it is. If your son got to be here and you need somewhere to stay or whatever, you know, and you can't make it, don't worry about it. Come on, you got a place over here." And that was nice. That was something that was really, you know, we might raise each other here, but we're like one big family. So I'm cool
with
that.
Happened. It's a sport, man. This is a sport that we have. We had enemy at the line and we're friends at the finish line. That's all.
Yeah,
you know?
We might turn around and race each other, gamble, everything like that, but it's all fun and games, and I ain't even worried about it.
It's all fun and games, man. You know, I overheard a person who was making a statement. I know I heard you say something about it a couple of weeks ago in a show. You know, I had a guy say that, the guy was in the negative, but I had to go ahead because I tell him something. He made a statement about he had to pay to come into the show, right? And you invite him, and I tell the guy, I said, so tell me, ask me a question. If you run a race, do you take your 10% and give it to Custom T and Joe and say, well, I win, I could give you guys something back, you know? Some of these guys are making statements, you know?
You know, the funny part is when we take the loss, ain't nobody going to give you that back either.
I tell him that. I said, it's a matter of what.
It's crazy.
They got to pay the price.
And, you know, like I told a guy, and this is the funny part, you only got a few of them that really cry. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, arrogant guys.
Yeah, you do get guys, and they think that you should be. But if you go anywhere else and you tell me where they give you a chance, well, we give you a chance to try to get something out back to the races. I mean, God, honest truth, I couldn't believe when somebody told me I had only 8 races out there. And out of those 8 races, each one of them only paid $100. And I gave a $4,000 pot. So I'm trying to tell them, all you guys put was $800, and what do you think the $3,200 came from? And that was just one class. And, you know, they don't look at that. And you go anywhere else, I'm telling you right now, the God honest truth, everybody know how much Shakedown was, and if you didn't qualify, guess what? You lost your money. We went to Shakedown, and I think Drew had to race the guy for money. As a matter of fact, he was running Shaq that day, Shakedown. He was charged $250 to make a pass, only make 2 passes. That's all. And he wasn't into to make no money or nothing. $250. So you tell me. And that's what I say, you know. The grudge guys really wasn't getting credit. And I'm going to be real with you. Don't get me wrong. I like class racing. I like all the other stuff. But the grudge guys was left behind. The little guys were left behind. A lot of us guys couldn't compete with some of these classes. And I know I couldn't. God knows I know I couldn't. I couldn't afford what they got. I mean, traction control, everything like that. You know, you ain't got it.
I overheard that, and I have to bring that out. Because I tell them, when they ran that track, if rain fall and nothing and 2 guys show up, they got to pay the price still, no matter what. You know? Who's going to help them?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You try to just hope you can cover your bill. That's what I said.
I think that it was ridiculous because they spend more money than that of bus. Buy a can of gas and just burn it out by just testing the car. You know,
I hear something that's so funny. It's like, I'm going to say it might have been five people out there, but you know what they say? When they're talking about you, hey, you're doing something right. That's how I look at it. I had a guy tell me that today. He said, listen, if you don't get 5 haters in a day, you ain't doing something right. So that was pretty cool to hear something like that. So that was funny. Like my mother always said, you know you're doing right when somebody's talking about you. Stop talking about you, you know you got problems. There's something wrong. You ain't
right.
But to be real, it's all about finally having some place that we can go and not have to worry about certain things. And that's the bad part. Well, a lot of people forgot. We had West Hampton. And West Hampton, we don't realize what we lost until it's gone. And that was our track. That was a grudge track. Now we have nothing.
And we have nothing now.
Yep, we had nothing. They wanted to turn around and cater to the class race or whatever. Well, guess what? When the winter time came down and the class wasn't going on, now suddenly you didn't have the guys. You didn't have nobody, but you treated the class, I mean, the grudge races so bad. You treated them, mistreated them, that the people didn't even want to come back. But basically, we ended up losing out on the long run because now we need a track.
Yeah, that's one of those things
that we needed for ourselves, and we finally got somewhere to try to make it and make it comfortable where everybody can have fun, you know, a family atmosphere and joke around. I mean, I don't know if you were there at the street race the other night, but Long Island had, I'm going to say, 400 people out there on the street. And I couldn't believe it. This is crazy.
As a matter of fact, I was out there yesterday, and last night there was something that went on last night, so.
Yeah, last night was unbelievable. I had to go to work the next morning. I'm out there like a fool at 12 o'clock looking at a street race. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm laying down. I wasn't feeling that good, so I'm laying, sitting down on the chair. Phil and Chris went out there. They going for ice cream. All right, go get some ice cream. Next thing I get a phone call. Yeah, what's up? She said, Joe, there's a street race getting ready to happen. Mario. I said, who? The Mario getting ready to run. They're checking for nitrous right now. I said, get out of here. She said, you want us to come back? I said, you know they're going well. Y'all better come back and pick me up. You better not be there, and I ain't there. Dude, come on back.
Yeah,
they came back down.
Yeah,
went on down there. Yeah, I'm sitting out there. No, they're going well. I'm like, I know I shouldn't be there. I know I got to get up early in the morning. I got to be up at 5:30. Here I am out there like this, here like a fool. I said, boy, but the excitement was so good. And, oh, man, the junk trash talking and having the fun. No arguing, no fighting, you know what I'm saying? It's just out there having good old fun, you know?
That's good.
You
that's
know
nice.
Something, you're doing something right when everybody can come together and no fighting, no arguing. Just playing around, joking and talking trash. Last week, you had G come out with Jack Boy. They brought a charter bus out there. Now, you know that's crazy.
I know.
The charter bus.
That was crazy.
I said, wow. Now, that's ridiculous. Now y'all getting crazy now. Y'all getting crazy now to do it. Come with a charter bus or a street race now. Y'all done lost y'all mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it is, you know. Everybody's having fun, so you don't mind. You know, you don't mind coming to something when you have entertainment and it's fun. And that's what it's all about, not this other stuff. Ain't nobody want to hear that lollygagging stuff. We want to go ahead and move on. So, you know, it's going to be a lot more. I can see it already. There's a lot of guys out there that's going out doing, I mean, I'm going to say this little young kid named Lance. He is doing his thing. Young guy. They call him Harry Potter because they say he looks like Harry Potter. Let me tell you, he's undefeated right now. He's doing his thing out on the street. I mean, I ain't going to say I'm going to tell everybody go out there and do nothing on the street, but, you know, I don't want to be toning it. I'm really a track record because I know I wouldn't do it. I need my license, but that kid is doing it. We know a lot of the guys already said they coming with their cars that day. They all want to come out there that day, you know, and I got to give them credit, you know. Give credit to Frank Brown. He brought a bus, you know. He took his bus and brought it last time to us. You know, those guys did their thing. They said they wanted to come. Hey, they do their thing. Dog Pound, they support every last one of them. They do what they have to do. I know for a fact, and I'm gonna let this 301 caller get on, and I don't want to say no cat out the bag because this man want to call somebody out, so I'm gonna let him do it. So, yo guys, hold on. Just say the mic's gonna be open.
All right.
I'm gonna go for the guy right now. 301-4687. Your mic's open.
Hey Joe, I'm gonna go get the other guy on the phone. I'm just leave me
out. I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my phone on mute. I'm trying to get him on the phone now. Just
okay,
leave it open.
No problem. I'm gonna open up another mic. Okay. Stefano, is this Stefano here?
Yeah, sir. What's going on, my good friend Joe? What's going on, sir?
Not much. How's everything?
Good. Just, you know, another day, another dollar. You know what I mean?
Yep. Did you work everything out?
Yeah, actually, he's supposed to call me later tonight. He was getting with his boys to see what the pot was. He was just concerned about Saturday at Cecil, about, you know, how strict they're going to be. But we got all that ironed out for him to make sure, you know, I mean, that nobody's going to have any problems there. And he's supposed to get back to me tonight. So okay. Hopefully we'll have something locked in, you know, by the end of the night. If not, like I said, you know, the next day or so.
So, yeah, okay.
Everything should be good, so at least I know I'll have, you know, one guy, somebody on the hook.
Okay, okay. That's perfect.
And we're looking good. And actually, we were talking about, like I said, coming down on the 31st, back down the Bud's Creek, if everything works. Hey, by the way, is that a Sunday or a Saturday race, Joe?
That is a Sunday race.
It's a Sunday, so it's during the day, correct?
It is 10 to
That's
10.
It's 10 to 10.
10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
Because I'm trying to make that one also. If my schedule and my staffing allows me, I might make that race. I'm just a little skeptical because it's the holiday weekend. So we'll see. I'm trying to make that race.
I don't know if anybody's seen it, but they just redid the whole surface again. I mean.
Oh, they did, really?
Oh, my gosh. They polished it. They just showed it up
there.
You got to
somebody.
Everything's all polished.
You're going to do that in 2 hours. You're going to play. That's why you get a tour. You remember that?
Yeah,
I couldn't believe the way the track is now. We saw it. Everything looks really good. The track is going to be on kill.
Right. Yeah, see, you didn't mute that one mic. That mic, there's an open mic. There's a lot
somebody
of
got a lot of background noise.
What,
I'm trying to find out who's the background. Oh, that was you, Pro Cam. I'm just going to mute your mic a little bit. Okay. Yeah, so everything
man,
else is, yeah. Everything on that track, you know how it is. A lot of guys coming right off the trailer. I know Popeye will be calling me later on today. He wants to definitely
please
run.
Please record your voice message. When you are finished recording.
Somebody's...
we're being taped, Joe. We're being taped.
Let me see who the heck... Let me just... I'm going to open up this mic. This might be the man right here. Let me just see. If it is, he going to talk some junk. Hold on, right? I might need you, piece of gangster.
I got your back.
941-2769. Your mic open.
How you doing, Slickhead?
There he is. This is Baldy, y'all.
Let's go.
What's going on, Baldy?
I don't know what's up, man. I thought Jerry Kelly had went out of business, but I see you still wearing your one.
You can talk that jump, but if you mess around like I told you, I don't want you to go out there and call that man out. You gonna be out there picking oranges down in Florida.
Well, you know what? It's the right. One thing about this time of year, you can't pick oranges because they're still green. But I can pick a little bit of tomato, some watermelon.
You gonna have, that's what y'all you gonna be eating? No meat.
One thing about it, your life is up and down, so sometimes in life you got to learn to eat peanut butter and jelly or eat a banana sandwich. See, you ain't never had a banana sandwich. You take a banana, put a piece of bread on it and a little bit of mayonnaise, and boy, it tastes good. It keeps the homies away from you.
Whew, good grief.
That's a rough sandwich. Yeah, I think I go with the tomato sandwich. I've been there. I don't know about that banana sandwich.
They keep
making
me get a drink. That's what you put your mayonnaise on it. Oh. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I just tried to call you, but when you get a chance, I want you to send me one of the banana sandwiches. It's rough over here.
Okay, I'm going to send you a banana sandwich with some peanut butter on it. And you hope you ain't got no water so you can choke your little sharp butt to death. Why you been so hard on me, Paul? Huh?
Oh,
because,
man.
Ain't nobody see you. I haven't even measured up to Joe yet. But I know I can put my chin on top of your head. So you're the only man in good racing shorter than I am.
Damn.
Okay. I know one thing. I'm faster than you, too.
One thing about it, you might be fat than I am, but I know one thing about it, you know how to pay the punk out money just like I do.
They balled.
Oh, damn.
I ain't paid, but balled. I ain't paid nothing this weekend. They did.
I'm not even going to put out that where I had to come down there and help you try to get a little space on your transmission, you know, your five wheel, because you had too much space with it.
I engaged it right.
I'm on this radio station. You know, I'm planning on coming up that way on the 30th and the 31st. And the last time I showed up that way, everybody went in the bushes and started hiding in the bushes. So now maybe since Grow Racing don't got a little better in Maryland, Virginia, maybe somebody might come out and either give me a shot, either come back home big or come back with Mateo, you know, with Mateo talk between my butt walking on down. So
tell them who you said that you want.
I want that man out of up around y'all way named Scoop and his daddy named George Williams. For the last three or four times I was left, got in the same place with Scoop and George, they talked so much trash to the same. So it's not time for them to back it up.
Ooh.
He said he wants Scoot, so I'm just letting you know. I didn't get in touch with Judges in Las Vegas, but I'm gonna text him if you on the radio, and I'm gonna tell him so he can try to get on, so y'all can lock it in, so you can have it in.
And then if he can't do, if JC Williams is with the Genghis
Slim
and the
Four. Oh, man, you ain't right. I see how you just did that.
Yeah, you know.
You think you flicked the way you said it.
Virginia Slim got the fastest Nova in the country when they're running by itself.
You ain't right. You ain't right for that. He can get you on that one. Slim gonna get you. I can see that coming on you.
And my little short buddy, I'm gonna let him build up to his confidence to try to get me there. He gonna run me motor again next. I'm gonna see if he gonna do that when I get there. Because a lot of people got. See, you know, short dog got the most split tongue. So you know what I mean about a split tongue. He'll tell a super lie in a hurry.
Oh, talking junk on the show. I'm sending it to him right now. I hope he get it. Hope he ain't on the plane already. But boy, you know what? I don't know. They're gonna throw so much money at you. Yeah, all the fans gonna be going crazy over that one.
See, one thing about it, throwing money. And sometimes you ain't throwing it in a wishing well. So you can't throw this money at me and wish you can win. This ain't a wishing well. This, you can't wish on this. You got to do the job on this thing.
Okay. I hear you, Baldy. I hear you.
George, maybe somebody else on your radio station might want to try something.
Hey, okay. Now, T5, I heard they coming too.
Yeah, T5.
You think they really going to do anything?
That time T5 and D-Lo and Coochie and them come, they come to race.
They come to race. They ain't going to back out.
They don't back out. They come to race. So that thing about it, we gonna bring a couple cars coming from Florida, and they coming to race.
Okay.
And,
all right.
So we'll be up for two days, two tracks, and we gonna try to turn both of them out.
Well, I remember one time I came to Florida, and Florida got turned out. I hope it ain't
right
the same way y'all going back home.
Well, one thing about it, see, we got turned out there because we had a short ride. And we didn't want our hospitality to be real strong during that time. So we always wanted let y'all win so y'all can come back so we can cut your head off. But since then, you haven't been back. So it looks like we're going to have to come up that way.
All right. You hear him, right? I'm going to see what's going to happen. We're going to find out. We're going to do a little side bet, Baldy.
What the side bet is on the side bet is that nobody's going to raise?
No. I'm talking about when you and Scoop run.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Hey, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. I'm going to show you how this race is going to come down. I'm going to leave first and never look back.
I don't know what you're looking back for. He'd be in front of you. I'm telling you, you're going to see. The last man that looked back. You know the last man that looked back what happened? That's Travis Harvey.
You don't want to look back and see if anybody's gaining on you. I mean, I'm not going to look back until the side.
Because,
like I said, we're going to leave first, and
we're going to
pull a
shared
parachute first. And that's not because we're behind, because we're in front.
Look, if y'all leave first, y'all ready.
No. We leave first. When we go to second, he can cut it off. And I'm guessing,
okay.
I'm almost going to say it. That race ain't going to, they're going to talk about it. But here's the thing about it. I don't want them to come to the racetrack. Every time they come to the racetrack, they want to make 8, 9, 10 hits. I want to get on, just get it on and get it over with so I can move on down the line to the next, to my next victim.
Oh, shoot. So would you go off the trail?
You know, Joe, I always would try stuff like that. I will go off the trail. When people talk about going off the trail because they're scared of the racetrack or they don't have no horsepower. So I'm not scared of the racetrack, and maybe I don't have no horsepower, so but I got enough power to get by them.
Okay. Wow. I hear you. You know what happened to the last man, right?
What happened to the last man? Well, see, I'm going to tell you something to you. The last man they tried to raise was Big Sexy. And for some reason, Big Sexy have a problem when he started going up north. Every time he go up north and raise somebody, he have a problem. But I don't have that problem. See, I don't have that problem.
Well, they came down. Wait, they came down south and they cut his head off.
Yeah.
It was the House of Hook. They cut Big Sexy's head off.
Yeah, they cut Big Sexy's head off because Red took a nap at the fine line. They had to go over there and wake him up and tell him they would race him.
So you gonna give Smoke no dough?
Oh, no, I don't have to get smoke. But they've been drinking that smoke for about the last 2 years. When every now and then they meet up at the Pro Mall race, and they've been going at it. So I just hate to tell them, he'll get a schooling how to grow a race this time.
You gonna get it? Okay. All right.
I'm gonna school him. But I can't stay on there too long because I got a couple of things to do. But I will be there the 31st.
And as soon as he calls me, I'll make sure he calls you so he can lock you in. Because he don't want you coming all the way up here with no damn green oranges.
Okay, then. All right, then. All right. Hey, one thing about it.
All right, Baldy, we'll see you. Have a safe trip when you get here.
Get in there, Joe. When y'all come back,
all right,
you take care. We bring to the green apples y'all got up, y'all. Okay, I'll see you
Baldy.
Next weekend, Joe.
All right. All right, you take care now, Baldy. Okay, now, take care.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Short Dog, what do you think about that? You think he really going to do it?
Yeah, I think he's going to blow from his understanding.
No, I know he's going to run him, but you think he's going to be able to jump him out the gate like that? What are you talking about?
No, I don't think he's going to be looking back at nobody. looking around for nobody. I don't
You let him tell you he can ready. He said he gonna have him. He gonna jump out the gate and when he shifts seconds, you left, can shut his car.
If you would have left him on the phone long enough, he would have told you he gonna fly a helicopter in it.
Yeah, we said we're gonna have him on Jenny Craig when he leaves here.
Yeah. Hey, you got Pizza Gangster on the phone.
He'll be right back in a few minutes.
Okay.
I know he'll be right back on the give him about 10 minutes. He just, you know, he's still running the business. He go back and forth. But let me just open up this one mic because I see somebody been jumping on there, and I want to make sure they get on. 708-6369. Your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Long Island Cadillac? What's happening?
Listen, Cadillac, I just want to let you know. I'm going to let you know ahead of time. I told you I was going to get me a Cadillac, didn't I?
Yeah, you told me you were going to get one.
I made sure last week I would have bought me one. I was just going to take the envelope off the Cadillac, right, and put it on a chain. But I said, you know what, I'm better off just go ahead and get the whole car. So I would have got me a Cadillac.
So you went on the Cadillac. That's what I'm talking about. See, now
I kid you not. I went down there and picked one up. I had told you I was going to come with the Cadillac envelope. I went and got the whole car.
There you go. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I said, man, I can't wait to see Cadillac. I'm going to show when I come up in there.
How's
everything going, Cadillac?
Everything good, man. Just calling in to support the show, man. Let you know, man.
All right. Thank you.
Let you know I was on the air.
I ain't doing much, you know, sitting around. Basically running around here and there, trying to get ready for this hospital. So that's about it.
Okay. You know. Hey, you're gonna be all right.
I think I'm gonna be okay.
You got to claim it. You got to claim it.
Oh, I claim it. I ain't gonna lie.
You driving the Cadillac now? You got to walk there, walk, talk that talk, baby. Come on. Put a little pep in your step. Put a glide in your stride. Oh, look at him. Don't let me get to talk like that to you. You know, I don't want to get to talk like that to you.
I was listening to a church song the other night. I've been riding in the car. So, you know what? I'm listening to the song. You know, I feel a little down. And I said, oh, man, I heard the song. It said, the battle is not yours. It's his.
I'm all right.
I needed something to hear.
He is putting in his hand.
Yep, that was it. So I'm good. I know I'm gonna walk through it. You know,
that's all you can do. Sir.
God willing, I'm gonna be in Indiana on the 6th.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm looking
like,
forward.
Everybody act like I ain't gonna make. No, you ain't gonna be around for a long time, man. Listen, I went to the doctor and they said you got the proxy. I looked at that doctor like he was crazy. He said I said what? I know he ain't thinking like I'm leaving here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't worried about it. Let me fill this here paper out for you. We got here. But, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm prepared if I have to, but it is what it is. I know God need a little bit more time here, so I think he's going to hold. I got a little bit more time on life. So we're going to be there. And it's going to be all right.
Hey, it's going to be all right because the Cadillac's saying you riding the staff. You don't come up. Your status done jumped all the way up now. You're on a whole different level. Now, I'm going to tell you now.
Oh, man, I turned around and drove that thing a couple of times. I said, oh, man. I parked it. I looked back and I said, damn, where the hell the car go? I was coming down the block. My little guy, he had the car. I said, hey.
Uh-oh.
You got that truck. You better leave money. All right, sitting on the side. He driving. I said, what the heck is going on here?
That
truck over there in the yard over there. You messed up the motor. That's yours. That's yours. It's my crew here.
he trying to get 4-10 to 10. He trying to
come up the show. He got the music bought over. What the heck you got? You better cut that down.
he didn't know.
This thing got Bose system in it, surround sound. I know it do. You It ain't be the pumping like that.
hey, he let you know, Dad, I'm checking it out.
Yeah, he like checking that. It out all right.
hey, he going to look around. He going to have one.
You,
now, you know, that's a serious plug.
Look, they got that new Lotto ticket out, you know. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if they got it out there by you, but we got this new Lotto. You can win a Cadillac. You ever see that yet? There's a new lottery out, and you win a Cadillac. Yeah. I was like, wow. So I said, you got to play a couple tickets.
Yeah, well,
hey. He'll be all right. Hopefully he'll get a winner.
He got the wrong one.
His car is Chevrolet S10.
Don't you remember? Yeah, I remember. Yeah, but now you got to remember. It's nice.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Nah, but everything else is all good, Cadillac. So any racing going on over there? You want to tell us anything that's going on over that way?
No, there wasn't nothing going on to this much this weekend. I went up there to, Holly Springs, went up there and watched a little racing.
Okay.
They had a couple of guys up there, Bobby Cole and Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes had a little problem, so they weren't able to get that off. And they had a couple of little races. They wasn't, you know, it wasn't too many grudge races. I didn't see too many of them. Everybody was just coming out fellowship and doing their thing. And the rain came, so you know everybody want to keep packing, putting that alcohol in their hands. And they did.
Okay.
But
well, y'all
nice.
Got the six coming up.
Oh, yeah, six,
y'all got
man.
The race coming on the six, right?
Yeah, that's Uncle Leroy.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Big Sham, they got a race at, what's that, Morocco. Y'all, y'all want to come see some racing, man. Come on down. Long Island going to be in the house, so you know how that goes. Right there. You said, already, y'all right.
You on the money. I know the kid Tony waiting for me, and I know Pete waiting for me.
Yeah, you get everybody.
Regardless, if I come up in the house, I know I got to come right off the trailer with one of them.
Well, if you need some help, let me know.
That ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Let me know if you need some
help. Because I know it's going to be a long day, because I'm gonna have to keep plenty of gas, because I know they're going to be running all day long.
Hey, I got plenty of tissue for you.
Really? Well, I guess I got to hand the tissues out to everybody.
You're right, okay. All right.
Lately, I've been coming up there. All I've seen is a lot of snotty noses. I might have to bring Bounty with me instead of tissue.
Look out now.
It was
too much.
It was too much out
Long
there.
Long Island, they already looking for you, man. Take it easy.
Yeah,
Take
I know.
Easy.
They were looking for me last time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I can't let Phil take it all. I said, Joe, you got to at least go out there one time and take somebody head off.
That's
right. I
don't
care. Pick which one. So that's when we did right off the trailer.
Yeah.
I said, boy, I looked on the side. I saw Phil with his little lip poked out. I said, he want one too. Go ahead. Get ground and pound. Pick him out.
Ooh. No ground and pound looking for you now. Round the town,
yeah.
they want some more of that. They say you took their cornbread. They don't like nobody taking their cornbread, man. You came and took the cornbread now. You can't be doing that.
Oh, man.
So they say, hey, you got to get back on over there where you fit in. So they looking for you. Matter of fact, I believe it's a bounty on you.
Uh-oh, come on now. Y'all ain't got no bounty on me.
Hey,
is that what it is,
Joe? Hey, you know what it'd be like?
Listen, if it got a bounty on me, tell me something. Like, okay, the first guy I know is Pete. Then you got Tony. Now, if they lose each time, do I get bounty money?
Yeah, I guess yes, you sure do.
Is that how it works?
You guess? Hey, Joe, I ain't never been on that list, so I can't tell you exactly how it works, but, I'm definitely think you owe something.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, we got to find that one out. Because it's going to be a lot of flower bringing.
Burger alarms ringing, huh? Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I hear
man.
You talking. Hey,
I'm telling you.
I hear you talking in there.
Listen, every time we come there, regardless, we going to try something.
I got you, man.
I don't care.
We're going to be winning in a minute, winning around the corner.
Yeah, I know.
If you ain't noticed, this is August.
So I'm going to let everybody on the radio right now know. You got to go out to Indiana because the bear meat is sweet out there.
Don't let Joe get y'all in trouble now.
Come
on and check it out. Check it out for yourself. See if it's sweet.
Phil and Gain a good 25-30 pounds or so far. Messing around eating out there. I'm telling you. That's what's going on right now.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think it's going to be pretty good out there. It's going to be all right.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be all right.
It's going
to
be
real
good.
I hope you can make it out here to one of ours right quick as soon as possible. I'll show you. I'll show you
I'll be up to the 30th.
Out here one time.
I'll be at Tony's race.
You're going to come?
Yeah,
I'll be.
Yeah.
Oh, you're at Tony's? Tony's race. Oh, see, we got one on the 31st.
Of August. Yeah. Are y'all having one on the 31st?
Yeah, we got one on the 31st at Buzz Creek.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Yeah, we're going to be, that's going to be Maryland.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I'm still going to make
it up there.
I know
a lot of guys.
I might just stay up
there. A lot
of
guys are talking. Yeah, I'll get you up there.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Everybody's been talking about it. We've been trying to work it out. You know, hopefully we can get a couple guys come from out west. So definitely
like to
chop your head off and show y'all hospitality. We'll feed you and at least send you back home.
Boy, that long, you be trying to be wrong.
Nah, you know how true it is. We do you right. We give you the best of everything.
Okay.
Definitely going to give you everything, whatever you need. But I know for a fact, I know Tony and them, they got one more race after that one in August. They got another one.
That's the 31st is the last one. The 30th is the last one.
I thought he's got one more after that.
No, 30th. Far as I know, the 30th is the last one.
Oh, man. I
might be wrong,
one date after that. Okay. Well, we're gonna see if I can send anybody up there. If not, that September, you know what I'm trying to make. I'm going to try to
be. Yeah, I know what you're trying to do. You're going to try to be the bacon. I understand. Ain't no problem. You got to be what you got to be.
Yes, sir. I got that trap. You know how the bear trap is.
Yeah.
You try to make him go there and take
him right.
And then you chop his head off.
You know, Joe, you be making yourself sound real good, but we already know what time it is.
You can say that. But one thing about it, we 4-0 over there.
And we gonna see what's going on.
We gonna see what's going on. They put that bounty out there. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a couple guys to come with me over there too. I might have to call up Weeby because he likes to travel. I might have to get him to come with me a little bit. Weeby don't mind driving a little bit. I pull him on up there. See if we can go up there and chop some heads off. Laugh about the whole thing. I told you I got to do some Christmas shopping, so definitely got to come.
Hey, Tony, they told me you was Santa this year. They told me you was Santa.
They were good last year. Good, a little good this year, too. I got to give them credit. I definitely want to thank them for helping me get in that Cadillac. Ground and Pal, Alleyway Boys. I want to thank y'all all.
Ain't gonna be standing for all that. Them Buick boys ain't gonna stand for all that now.
Look, the Buick boys, they got all kinds of stipulations. You got to come in there with a cane. You got to have one arm.
You got to come right. They're going to bring it to you. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, well,
that'll
be the last one because I got to go ahead and get all of them, and then I'm going to try to get Country Pimp.
Are you going to get Country Pimp?
I want to get Country Pimp.
All
right. That's the one I want to hit. Country Pimp. Yep. We're gonna see. You know.
Yeah.
We might even bet on who's cutting off the hair. Hell with it. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we might have to do. I'm telling you, we're gonna do it. We definitely gonna do it. We got a lot of racing going on, but Cadillac, I'll tell you, it's been great, man. I have a lot of fun with you guys because I know, you know, this is our last show before I get everything all situated, but you guys are all fun. And, I mean, I can have joke around with you, joke around Baldy, everybody, Country Pimp, the whole bit. But it'll be my last show.
That's what it's about, though, man, having a good time, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing personal.
No,
nothing
not at
personal.
All. You know,
have a good
you
time.
Pick up the phone, give me a call, whatever you want.
I appreciate
you know,
it,
my
man.
Area, you know
same
welcome.
Here. You know, same go here, man. That's how we do it around the clock.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing about
I'll
it.
Tell anybody, I'll tell anybody on this here radio station, anybody that want to hear, if you go out there, they treat you royally. You know, I got to say, I enjoyed myself. I was glad we got to meet everybody that was there and fellowship everybody. It was great. They gave
mm-hmm.
us the hospitality like no other. And ain't too many places you can say you open arms when you walk up in a place, and that was something how you felt like somebody. And that's how
that's
I feel
right.
Anytime when I walk up in a DMV area, or if I walk up in Fayetteville, it's open arms and have a great time. That's what it's about. That's what I like. You know, certain
that's
places
about,
you can't
bro.
Go and you go and let's just be real, you're a number, and they don't want no parts of you. Basically, take your money and that's it. Treat you like nothing. And I've been to a track where it's supposed to be a grudge fest, and they got the track till 10 o'clock, and they close it at 4 o'clock. And, you know, sometimes, you know, guys want to wait around to talk and race. Man, they threw that joke clothes on us. I was like, what? Then we went to a track one night, and they had 6 money runs locked up in a row, a half an hour before curfew. They said they can't
mm-hmm.
go out. I ain't close it down. They didn't care. They got your money. They want you to come back to phone. That was what I didn't like. That's something I just didn't like. And ever since I've been dealing with Larry, you know, whatever, like he said, we got to pay a little extra to go ahead and run him off. We got to do it.
Yeah,
want
do
everybody
do,
satisfied.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
And like they another thing is, I don't care who you are. You're a promoter out there. If you say a pot is something, keep it to that. Keep your word out there. Because you
that's
turn
right.
around, when you cut that pot, and you turn around and say, well, we didn't have this here, oh, that's the first thing that everybody going to remember. Any race is going to remember
yeah.
that. That's not, that is not a good thing to do. So that's reason why. One reason why I said I had to stop the show, because I don't want to be promising I'm going to do it and can't do it. So,
that's right.
That's the reason why I said it, and I like to keep my promise. My word means everything. That's how I look at it. You know, if I say I can't make it, if I tell you I can make it, you best believe I'm making it. I'm trying my best. The first time I ever came to Indiana, oh, my gosh. We ran into so many problems out there, and Gunning thought for sure I wasn't going to make it. All of them, you know, maybe next time. What do you mean maybe next time? He knew I was having a problem when he called. I said, man, we up here already. We at the motel. He said, how the hell? I said, shoot, you all got a trailer, don't it? Rent me a trailer and kept it moving.
That's
how
what
we
you
got
do, babe.
There. Yeah. I mean, you know what?
You got to keep
and
it going.
Yeah. You can't let one person stop you from something that you believe in, that you can do it. That's how I look at it. You know, some people tell you can't do it. First started out and I was trying to promote, you know, making the races. How you going to do that? You can't do this. You can't do that. Who the heck is somebody else can do it and why can't I do it?
That's right. You can do whatever you want if you want to do it. You can do whatever
you
want.
Put your mind to it and that's it. You believe in yourself, that's it. That's how I felt. And that's why I've been working with Larry. And Larry speaks the same way I speak. And I mean, look, Joe, we might have to eat this one. Oh, well, we got to eat it then. Yeah. We lose out. But at least we turned around. We said what we're going to do. We gave everybody what they were supposed to get. Can't nobody
then
say
you look up, it come back 100 folds on you.
Yep.
We look
that's
like all the
time
it ain't.
Yeah, I got to give credit on that one. That is true. Whether it's going to rain or whatever. And I'm telling you, this last one we just had, and you had people, you had some people calling up saying it's raining down there. Some people turn around, oh, it's 80%. Man, 80%, I don't know what weather forecast you see. We made it down there, and we did what we were supposed to do, and we did our thing.
That's it, bro.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's how everybody should be. If we do, everybody would stick to what they said they're going to do and promise what they promised instead of telling lies about this race is locked in, that race locked in, and ain't there one of them locked in. You know, that's what kills the game. When you perpetrate, this one's supposed to be there at the track, this one's supposed to, man, you know, they're going, well, how this man going to be at two places at once? I'm not going to go out there and say somebody's name that he ain't going to be. I'd rather have him come on here and tell me. Baldy got on here and told me himself. He called me up. And he called me. He said, I want that George and Scoop Williams. I want to lock them in. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. He wants that. That's what he got.
Yeah. Now, you know, that man called me. I ain't called him. He called me. I had to ask for him. He had a good time when he came up here last time. And he said he want to have a better time. He said he ain't worried about him. And I didn't really get heavy into what he had to say, but I left it on George. I happened to call George's phone, and I got them iPhones, and I don't know how to cut the thing off, and it was recording. He told me, and he said it on the phone. It was on George's phone, and Short Dog was on the other end. He said, just like this, he said, that they're going to scoot. I got some elephant shit I want him to pick up. I said, whoa. I said, no, he didn't just say that. He said, I got some elephant shit for him to pick up. See, Marley was right. He just talked junk right off the bat. You know, he hollers, but he liked talking and he liked racing. So whatever, which way he can get up under you to get you to run, he ain't lying. He going to try him now. He going to do it. So if you ever get a chance to get him to come over there to you, that's a good man, and if you ever get a chance to go to his show at the end of the year, Baldy shows 100%, and everybody looks forward to going to Baldy show at the end of the year in December. Everybody. Okay. I tell you, it's one of the best shows that's out there. So I will definitely recommend anybody to go to Baldy show at the end. That being said, I'll tell you, and we got one on November 1st. Capital Raceway. That's going to be our return to Capital Raceway, November 1st. And I let everybody know now. Because me and Larry, that's where it started, and I told Larry I wanted to go back. I liked it. Bradshaw said he wanted us. You know, Bradshaw couldn't wait. We had a great time. We had a great showing. I think we had the record there for the most people. It was unbelievable. I mean, everybody remembers that spot. And basically, I just want to go there because a lot of memories on the first one. When I first got there.
Now, when is that, Joe?
That's going to be November 1st.
November 1st, okay.
November 1st, Capital Raceway. That's going to be a real good one. I mean, you know, these guys... Everybody, before they get ready to put their cars away, before they go Christmas shopping, somebody going to have some Christmas. Somebody going to get left out for Christmas. That's how it's going to be. or get cut short.
Somebody's going to be shopping.
You might get Nintendo. Whatever's going to happen. It's going to be a good one.
How that go now?
Yeah, we got a lot of guys out there. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I got guys that have been asking me, and we got a lot of stock suspension cars that's looking for a run for the 31st. So if anybody's looking, we also got conventional head, low deck on motors. convention head on Juice. We also got a couple bikes, and let me just tell you, put it out. I'm going to put it out there. The man said he got the baddest 1,000 in the world. If anybody wants to hand clutch, he don't care who it is. Street tire, he is hand clutch. He will race on the street, or he will race at the track.
Okay.
Told me anybody that got something like that, plus he got a hot booster that he don't care about anybody that want to do it. So there's a couple people out there. We also got a, like the man Stefano, Pizza Gangster. Say he don't care about no conventional head. As long as you come with any conventional head, 1/4 hour, he don't care about you. One muscle. He just he don't care.
He's getting the beans.
Yep, he said he don't care about anybody. Whoever got what, they come on out there, he will run you.
Just bring what you
want. Everybody knows he's out there, and he's looking for runs. We got quite a bit of cars out there right now. Got a couple trucks that talking about coming out. They're going to be going. They're going to be putting something down on the site pretty soon. Just now getting about ready for the 31st. I know Donald probably have his car, and Hell Yeah and all those guys, they one system won the little 280Z. Hell Yeah, always looking for action. You know, he's doing his thing. So, I mean, we're going to find out. The two bike races, we got to wait right now. We'll see what happens. I'm waiting for them guys to give me a call back, and we're going to see what happens. But, matter of fact, Cadillac, I'm going to open up on these mics because I see him flashing on me. But
okay.
Stay tuned. Just stay right on the line, though.
Okay.
301-5613. Your mic's open.
Joe.
You.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything is everything.
Oh, shoot. So what's the deal? What's the deal?
Man, it ain't no deal.
No?
It's always for real. There's no deal.
Uh-oh. I know you said last week you had a flea on you. You said you asked me what should you do. I told
man,
you got to
you know
kill
what? Yeah, but you know I got a big gun and a little gun. And the flea keep asking for the little gun. And the little gun misfires sometimes. So I would like to hit him with this cannon, but I think I'm going to try him with this little one. And hopefully this thing fire on the first go, and I just kill him.
Okay.
But,
yeah, he was on just a while ago.
Okay, I missed him. It's still in the air.
Yeah,
but
he'll be back on.
We're going to get this race over with this year. But I know I heard about a flea on me, but then I got this other guy looking for me, Papa. Has he got on tonight? Is he coming on?
You know what? Papa hasn't got on yet, but let me see what I can do for you.
Okay,
I know that
talking
Popeye
about the 31st?
Papa was saying he wants. Yeah, I know he said he was calling out called the few people out. I'm going to try to see if I can hit him up.
Oh, sure.
Let me see. See what I can do with you. But you know, he...
Hey, I want to see you. I want to see what the latest news is.
Well, you know, he definitely said...
Once I start chopping off these heads, I want to just keep chopping all of them. I'm going to be like Jason on them. I'm just going to keep cutting.
Okay.
And get them all lined up. Get him on, see what he want to do.
You know, I got a head that I need you to chop off because, and they out west. But we're going to have to chop them off. They call it ground and town. They got a Nova just like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cadillac's still on there. He know about it. He try to be quiet in the back. They got a Nova just
saying...
like you. I'm about to make this Nova, both Novas go at it.
Oh, so you
they
tell me to
real
chop
fresh.
So,
Yeah, okay. So they were getting real fresh on me last time. They talking about what they gonna do and all this on the radio.
What?
I got on the radio. I was like about maybe I was like 4 hours away from their track, from their hometown. Man, that man turned around. I think his name was Johnny. He said, "Man, we got something we gonna run up in you on." I said, "Oh,
that's
man.
Right. We still gonna do that. What you thought? Nothing.
Well,
nothing changed.
After who got ran up in?
Do I have to?
Yo, I think Johnny might have just got his last stitches out last week.
That's right. That's right. Hey, he looking to go back. So he looking to go back. So
staples on. Hey, Joe,
he looking to go back.
Staples. He healed quicker.
He healed quicker.
Yeah, he healed quicker with staples.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Phil put it on him. You hear me? Phil put it on him. Oh, my God. That was something to see.
Hey, Joe, I got one question. Hey, I got one question for you, Joe. Did Phil make that move around about the 3:30 on? Phil ain't make that move, did he?
Hey, look, don't get me the line. Don't get me the line. He made a move at 60 foot and it got crooked. Then all of a sudden the ground and pound went right out in front of him. About the 300 foot mark. At the 300 foot mark.
That's
all
right. I know what happened. Yeah, okay. He made that move on about the 3:30.
And all of a sudden, all I can say is ground and pound fan, they were hollering. Look at the video. What happened? What happened? I couldn't believe it. You had to see their faces. I'm looking. It's priceless.
Hey, Joe, I ain't going to let you talk about my dad like that.
Look, I go to the left. I ain't going to lie to you. I saw that. I just go hollering. What happened? You had to see the faces. What happened?
Phil made that move.
Look, Phil's on full back over there with the truck. Got his girls hanging all around him on the truck, hanging over there taking the pictures.
What?
Man, look, am I lying, Cadillac?
No. It was what it was, man. Hey, everybody have a day, man. You shine, don't you?
Yeah, they had
a
day. We had a good day. We had a beautiful day.
Everybody deserves a good day, baby. Hey, we right back. We coming back for the action. So what's happening?
I know y'all gonna, and we gonna give you right back to him. I'm telling you, you got Calvin. You might have to come out there. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I might have to.
Yeah, the bad meat is good. Don't let nobody fool you. Bad meat is real sweet. Real sweet. It's sweet.
Oh, man, I might.
You don't have to put cheese
like
on
that.
It.
You making it sound good, I'm telling you. You making it sound real good.
Hold on one second. Let me just see if these guys go.
Oh, my God. Hey, Papa, call the show on. I got Calvin on there on the show. Okay, no problem, Papa. I don't call you.
A-R-A.
Okay, I'm going to call you right back, all right?
Calvin,
huh?
Papa got some bad news. He's trying to get his car back together. He might have to bring that big time car. I think that's what's going to happen. He want to bring the big time Mustang.
That's Mustang. What
he trying to do. He gonna be calling me. I'm going to call him back later on, but I guess he's going to try to work something out with you with that. He got a conventional head, big block Mustang. Big tie. So I was saying to myself, he was talking about running you. I thought he was talking about running you with the small tie Mustang.
Yes,
I didn't think he wanted to do that again.
I think your man on here. Let me click him over.
He wanted to do that, not with the same car, Joe. If I were him, I would switch cars after the first one. That's only right.
I got Stefano sitting on his line right now.
I'm just sitting back. I just got back on, Joe. What's up, Cal?
What's up? What's up, man? You know what? I done heard his voice one too many times today, I'm telling you. I done heard his voice one too many, and I've been counting, too. I'm going to have to go ahead and I'm going to have to cut him, Joe.
You got to cut him?
Yeah, should I run now? Should I be scared?
Yeah, yeah, because I'm gonna use a pizza cutter on you.
That's all right. That's all right. I just stick you in my grater. That's all right. Because I'm going to grind you up.
Grind me up. Okay. We're going to get it in. We're going to make something happen here.
Well, like I said, I'm just waiting on you. Everything's good. So, like I said, we know where it's at. Whenever you're ready, like I said, when you're ready, just let me know. Hopefully we'll be ready for this Saturday.
Yeah, I got your number, and actually, I don't want to speak too soon, but we're looking good for this Saturday.
Ah.
We're looking good. When I call you and tell you it's on, but I just don't want to jump too soon and have to call you back. So
that's
we're going to work out we're going to iron out a couple of things, being that it's last minute, and free up some stuff, but it's looking good. I'm going to save you a phone call. I'm going to call you.
There you go.
I had Short Dog on here, too. Short Dog was trying to get hold of you. I don't know if Short Dog's still on here. Short Dog, you on there?
Why is everybody picking on me, Joe?
I don't know, but I don't know if Short Dog is still on there, but Short Dog did
call. But they're trying to, listen, last time I seen him when I was at the creek, he's trying to put me on that fiber with his big motor, big chief motor, two carburetors, and, he don't want to come off nothing. He got to make it a fair race. Listen, I said with a nothing little motor. I mean, it's one thing if I had my big motor in the car. I got my little nothing motor in the car. And these guys think I got a pro mod. I don't know why.
Okay.
I mean, that car, like I said, I used to run the 10-0 class in that car.
You used to?
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't run it no more.
Yeah, not too much faster, let me tell you, man.
What class you running in now?
I'm trying to listen. Like I said, if I get it right, what's the next fast class out after that? 850 class maybe? I can't even make that, man.
Can't slow it down that slow, huh?
No, I don't know about that, man. So I'm sure Short Dog wants to get with me with that big-ass motor and that car. But like I said, if he makes the race right, we go out there. Like I said, let me handle my business with Calvin first or whatever. He's more than welcome. If he's going to be up there, if he's making a trip up to Cecil or if I can make the trip down there to Buzz Creek, support you, Joe. So I'm going to try to make that trip.
Yeah,
it's just hard.
Okay.
It's a day race and it's Sunday, depending on how my staffing is here.
Okay.
But like I said, I definitely want to have something locked, not like the last time. I hate going places and sitting. I want to race. Off the trailer don't make a difference to me. I want to race.
Okay, okay. All
right. Hey, how did I get to be first?
What's that?
How did I get to be first?
Right. Well, we've been waiting. How long have we been going back and forth? We've been going back and forth for a while.
You just say you're going to chop me up first, grind me up first. How do I get to be first, man? Can I be last?
Well, no, the Firebird's going to be last.
I'm getting scared now. Can I be last?
Man.
No. Well, I'm going to open up a couple more mics because I see they keep coming in. I'm going to open up 443-0116. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Jim?
Not much. How's everything?
I'm good. This is the other Wolfpack. That's my man Calvin on there. So tell peace, man. Like my man said, he running from the big gun, so we're going to do him in with the small one.
But I also told Calvin, and he should back me up on this. I told him once I run the Nova over, then, like I said, I'm lined up for you.
Nah, well, why you ain't take the big gun first then?
No, because we had something together with Nova first, and I don't even know if I can run with him, but guess what? I'm gambling. That's
clearly,
all it's about is having fun and gambling.
It's clearly we the underdogs. You got the lighter car, but we're going to bust your ass.
Why is everybody listening? I don't know how everybody puts a weight on my car when I don't even know what it weighs. How is that? Can I ask? Is somebody getting to my spot without me there? Because I don't know.
Hey, pizza man, this is what we're going to do. A man always told me what's going to happen. He's going to put you on the scale. And I guarantee that this is what we said it.
Yo,
and y'all gonna do what we discussed.
Listen, what happens every time
y'all gonna do what y'all discussed, then at the end of the racetrack we're gonna see who the winner gonna be. Then you ain't gonna want the big gun. So by your head you better gamble with the big gun, you might have a chance at that a little better.
But Chris, like I said, you know, everybody's trying to take my bullets out of my holster, you know what I mean?
Everybody trying to do what?
Take my bullets out of my holster. I'm supposed to show up to gunplay with no ammunition. Like I said, that's why I got a little motor in the car. I ain't got no big ass motor, two carburetor. I got a cast intake, one carburetor.
Man,
that ain't all that.
Enough. All that shit means is something in Chinese checkers. Outside of that, they don't mean shit.
We go. Oh,
that's
man.
All you need is one bullet. I seen Bonnie on the Andy Griffith you one bullet.
so you
keep asking for it, so you're going to get it. We're going to make a trip all the way to Canada this weekend. And make sure when
there.
You bring
Listen.
Your pizza. Hey, make sure when you bring your pizza, we want them hot bags, too. We don't want that cold shit.
Yeah, I got you. I got that covered all day long. Mr. Pro, once you get a taste of my food, you ain't going to go one back home because you ain't got no pizza, good pizza down there. We know that.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're clearly underdogs, so we've come to try you out, you know, so.
Oh, here we go. Play me on the card. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Exactly right.
Hey,
so now,
you,
now, you're bring, now you're bringing both. Wait, now you're bringing both guns now? You're bringing Nova and the Firebird?
No, we ain't say that. We asked you which one did you want, and you elected to
get
away from
we got the Nova
dinner.
First, then we go out there with the Firebird, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Listen, if I have a hard time getting around the Nova, how am I gonna, you know, like I said, you gotta make your race right for the Firebird. But
so
I ain't gonna listen, I'm not.
So you wanna gauge the car, see where you're at, then you're gonna take your try your poison on another one, huh? Hey. I know you're a little smarter than you sound.
I don't know. I question that sometimes. Is why am I in this business working 110 hours a week? I just don't even know why sometimes. Just like with the car. You got so much money invested in our toys that it just sits there half the time, more than half the time, because if I race 10 times a year, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure you know your man, your son-in-law, whoever he is, been doing the homework for you. You think you got an easy win, I guess.
Listen, that boy don't speak like I said. We straightened him out a few times. It's all right now. You know what I mean?
But of course, you know that the car don't always win the race.
Exactly right. I hear you.
Because that man that behind the wheel pulling that trigger, he was the best ones out there. So we'll be ready for that.
Mhm.
And for Popeye, I don't think he won no more either. He sounded a little salty last weekend, but he told me he made errors. It wasn't an error. We just cut his head off in the tree. That's all that was.
Well, I got the man. I'm just not clicking his mic on right now. Popeye, your mic open.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. How you doing, Popeye? I know you had a problem with your small tire car.
Yeah, I got some problems with small
tire car. How about
your
big tire Mustang? Is it going to be ready?
Big tire car is going to be ready. What?
Yeah.
The big tire car will be ready, but it...
No, they wanted a brisk.
Oh. Hold on one second, guys.
Yeah. 2 liter brisk and 20 ounce.
The big tire going to be ready?
Big tire car will be ready, but I don't think I'm going to make the trip. Got some stuff going on with work and everything, but we will be making another trip to Maryland within the next couple of weeks with a white car. And I would like to have a rematch with the Wolfpack car if there's any way possible.
Calvin, you heard that, right? Calvin, you hear that stuff, right?
Hey, I'm back.
I know a full-body car is not supposed to run a tube chassis car, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You going to try.
No,
it,
I ain't going to try. I'm going to do it.
It's going to be the same results. It might be a little worse this time.
That's fine. But I ain't scared to run, though.
Yeah, well, that's
I
know thing. That's right.
That's
you said
good.
In a couple of weeks?
Do what?
You said in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, I should be back up and running. White Coat has some problems this weekend.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to steal your show for a minute. So, Mr. Popeye, do you think there's any snowball chance in hell that you can beat that blue note?
I know I can.
Huh?
I know I will.
You say you know you will?
I will this time. I promise you that.
Woo!
If I didn't think I could win, I wouldn't run you.
Yeah, that's true. So who got the race on the last time?
Do what?
Who got the race up the last time? Because from what I understand, somebody came over and asked us to if you wanted to run.
Well, the thing was, I didn't come up by to run you. I came up by to run the slut. But since the slut had, I didn't come up by to run nobody but the slut. But the slut had problems.
Okay.
So I wasn't going to risk his life or my life. I told JB to go find me somebody to run. So he came to you. And that's why.
He came through the worst man of the track.
No, you ain't the worst man of the track. I promise you that.
Huh?
You wasn't the worst problem on the track.
When my man at the Christmas tree pulling them levels, we don't make a mistake.
Well, I mean, I know what my light was. I ain't worried about it. My light was a .300. I still got a ticket, and I'll show you what it was.
Who was out in front of?
I don't care who was out in front. I'll tell you what I'll do. In 2 weeks, I will.
Huh?
In 2 weeks, I'll bring my big tire car and run your ass head up.
Huh?
In 2 weeks, I will come to Maryland and run your ass head up.
Well, my man on the other line, we ain't never seen that car before.
Well, I didn't ever see yours until I was in Capitol.
Say again?
I didn't see your car until I got to Capitol.
Well, that's my man on the other line. He didn't call that one, but we do got another car, too, so don't get out of line. Don't get out of line.
Well, my car should be like your car. Big tires, back half, whatever.
Now, you need to hear what I said, right?
Do what?
I said, you seen the blue Nova, but we do have another car, so don't get out of line.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
You definitely don't want that. Hey, you thought you had that light last time. Oh, God, man, this one going to be triple back.
Well, that's fine. I'll tell you what, if you feel so confident, bet on the gap right now.
You said bet on the gap.
Bet on the gap right now.
Nah, we bet at the racetrack, not over the phone.
That's right.
That's what we bet at.
Well, I'll bet at the racetrack, and I'll bet you won't get my ass.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
What's
that? If you do want to run that car, my man say he's going to bring it. I guarantee you will see the back of that, but I didn't tell you that.
Okay, we'll see. And for one thing.
Hey, Popeye, that can of special you had last time was bad. This one going to be real bad.
That's fine. That's all right. That's real good.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you race. I shake your hand for that. You're a good man, but I'm just telling you how it will go down. A lot of people think we push over, but we don't play no games, you know.
I don't play no games either, man. I come race. If I didn't want to race, I would have loaded up when the slut broke.
True. Well, I didn't drive
7 hours up the road for nothing.
True. Understand that.
I tell you what, won't you drive 7 hours down here and you get a race next weekend?
Where you at?
In Union, South Carolina.
We come down to Carolina all the time, ain't enough.
come down here, my home track.
But like I said, I don't drive the car. That's my man. So whatever you say, go down.
R-A-E.
Well, next time y'all come to Carolina, then give me a holler. I'll make sure I'm there.
All right, that's a bet. We like to travel all over. We like to try different tracks, make sure I see you work it all up.
Or we can just go ahead and lock this race up for me and you in Fayetteville when Long Island and them come back, when Joe come to Fayetteville in October,
now,
we can go ahead and lock this up now.
Now, like I said, I can't call the racing, but I'll tell you how we race. But my man is on the other line, so.
Whose car is it?
Huh?
Whose car is it?
It's my buddy in the car. Then he's on the line.
So why are you even talking for? If you ain't got nothing to do with the car, I mean, you can't lock a race up until you ask for permission.
Hold on, Popeye. This is how we operate. One man don't just jump out there lock a race in. He's a driver. If he feels he
I'm a driver, owner, and everything. I'll talk for everything with my car.
Well, you see what happened last time you came to Capitol, right?
I don't care. I ain't scared to race.
S-A-L.
When your man came over there and said, do you want a race? Then what happened?
No. I told JB go find me somebody. I said, I don't care who it is.
Okay, well,
win or lose. I said, win or lose, I'm racing.
Okay, did you get a race?
I got a race, but I don't care.
Okay, well, so that's why we didn't say, oh, I don't know, we're not going to race. We maybe try you later. We said, fuck it, let's do it. That's what we do.
Well, let's go ahead and lock a race in now for Fayetteville in October. You got 2.5 months to get ready.
We don't race over the phone, Papa. We race at the racetrack.
I'm not.
The quarter mile.
I'll sit out. We're not racing.
At the quarter mile. At the quarter mile.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will run that Nova in a quarter mile with my other car, my big tire car.
Oh, man.
Well, like I said, Papa, when you say you got work stuff,
I will lock in right now, October, quarter mile, Fayetteville.
Once you come to Maryland again, we see you again.
Joe.
If my man says so, we do.
Oh, whoa. Stop. Joe.
Hey, Jay, what you
going to
do
this man? Joe, when is the next race in October at Fayetteville?
We're going to make sure, because I don't want to bump heads, but I will definitely, I'll make sure, because I'll put it on another show to make sure that we get it. We're trying to make sure we don't have the thing the same day as Petey, so we're knocking off a day off, so I think it's going to be in the middle of October. I'm not sure, but I think it's going to be
16. Okay, stop right there.
I'm waiting for what
they're
going to call me.
Tell, let's go ahead and get these boys locked in right now. Big tire car versus big tire car. The Nova that
said,
I ran.
You said boys.
Yeah. That's right. The boys I run. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
The Nova that I ran, I will run with my big tire car. Quarter mile in Fayetteville, October. We will lock in right now. You got 2.5 months.
That's
and I will lock in
way,
right
man.
Now. I will lock
That's
in right now, 5 on 3,000 or better.
That's
in Fayetteville.
Far away. I can't do that. I race too much to lock in that far away. That's too long.
Like I told you, man, we race at the racetrack, not over the phone.
We're not racing on the phone. We're racing at the track. We want to hear lock it in now.
We say that? Hold up. 1 second. I called in because you called last week. I just wanted to see what race you wanted and when and where. Now, we went through 3-4 different cars, 5 different tracks. Now, what are we actually going to do?
We can lock in right now. We'll lock in right now. 5 on 3,000 in Fayetteville, quarter mile.
Okay, we talking 2 miles away.
Big tire car, the Nova that I run against my Mustang.
Okay, you conventional head, all motor.
Yes, all motor, conventional head, all motor.
Okay, I tell you
my
what,
my big tire
no
car,
problem.
Not the white car, not the white car, my big tire car.
You said big tire, it's a big tire, back
yeah,
cast,
it's
cast,
big tire,
whatever,
it's a Mustang 76
head.
Too. It's a Mustang,
head.
It's a Mustang too, yes.
Head on motor.
Yes, it is a conventional head on motor, yes.
Okay, that's it, that's all I need to be said.
We can lock in right now for Fayetteville, October 15th.
That's
5 on 3,000.
I can't.
How's it too far away? How's it too far away? People are locking their races already for 2 months ahead.
That's other people. I race too much to lock in that far away.
I'll tell you what I do.
Too much racing.
I'll tell you what, we can back it up. We can back it up a month then. We'll go ahead and lock in 5 on 3,000 for September then. And I'll meet you halfway. Dinwiddie. I know that's your home track. We can go quarter mile. VMP. September, 5 on 3,000, quarter mile.
September
lock
what?
Up. At
September
the end of September.
What?
September whatever. When they
that's
have a regular
the
in September.
Well, I tell you what, when it's close to that day, call me. Or get with Joe. And we go ahead and lock up. It just, I don't lock up that far away. I'm not that type of racer. I just can't do it that far. Because if my car broke, and we're in a locked in 500, I don't pay that pump.
You ain't got to pay. You ain't got to pay. I won't, if the car is at the track and you don't, if you have a problem at the track, then you pay.
No, I'm saying if my car broke before that day, I'm not going
to
be at the
you
track.
You ain't got to pay $500 then. That's fine. You just call me and tell me you ain't coming, and I won't make the trip. I just want to make sure we got a race before we even leave the hometown. Before I drive 4 hours up the road.
You talking about me? Whether we lock in or not, you can get a race.
That's what we do.
But I tell you what,
we don't,
race early August. We're talking September towards the end of this month. Get back to Calvin and go ahead and lock in, but it's too soon right now. Because a lot of stuff happened between now and then with me. I could have been a solo car by then.
But that's fine. Dude, you ain't got to pay.
Papa, it sounds like you're real thirsty, but my man trying to say, as long as we see you at the blacktop and we there, it's a act. It's done this. Basically,
okay. We will see.
Right. So basically, we ran. We were.
So I'm gonna give you a race back. We're gonna get together on a race, but it's just too far away for me to lock in right now.
But my white car won't be at the track no more this year.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm bringing the Mustang
like
2.
Said,
I'm just telling you what it is. It's a Mustang 2+2.
Okay. You said back half conventional head on motor. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Same thing we did last time.
It says just like that Nova does when I run.
Okay. Well, if both of them sit the same, all we do is set them beside each other and see which one finish first. Both of them not going to finish at the same time, but it's just too early for me to lock in. You know what I'm saying? Towards the end of the month, I see how the car doing, and we get together on it. Because between now and then, I'm going to do a lot of racing, I'll be honest.
That's fine.
But I ran you once. I won. I think it's only fair I give you another one. So that'll be no problem.
Okay.
And if you want to meet at BMP, that works for me. You want to split the difference, it don't matter.
That's fine.
Like I said, you talking about September. Honestly, you talking to me now, the driver and the owner, we'll get together, and we'll lock that up, and we get it over with for the year out.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Well,
okay.
That's
what we're going to do. But between now and then, we still going to talk trash, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's just,
I guess
that's
we're
just fun.
We're going to see if Popeye can put the stronghold on the wolf, hold him by the neck. Or can the wolf take the Spanish from Popeye?
hey, you know what we do, Joe. Every time we're the underdog, we come busting up out of the skin.
Nah, y'all, that's going to be a good one. That should be a good one. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
you
Joe,
know,
you
I
laughing,
say,
but
like
you...
I said, huh?
Hey, Joe, you doing a lot of laughing, but you ran a wolf before.
God damn it.
Yeah, if I remember right, that damn wolf was pulling the green off your car. We had another 2 feet. If we had another 2 feet, though, I'm telling you, you've been short.
Look, I know if I'm just telling you what they told me. If my aunt had nuts, she'd be my uncle.
Well, I'll tell you
God
what,
damn.
Hey Joe.
What did you say? If your aunt, now hold on now. Now your aunt can have a salmon and she still don't have
no,
a
no, 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 no. If my aunt had nuts, she'd be my uncle.
Hey Joe. I ain't talking about nobody, but they got a lot of technology out here, man. You better grab the cork before you speak.
I mean, you know, one thing about it, Calvin, I laugh about everything right now because regardless, it's like Popeye went out there and ran you. You went on out there and did it. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, me and you. We went out there and ran. Hey, we still talk jump, but we friends regardless. We're going to race regardless and have fun. I mean, we race y'all twice, you know. Regardless of what the outcome was, we still all right. We ain't never going to stop. We're going to keep on doing it. And I know I can see Popeye. He already told me, he going back out there. He going to run you. He said he want to try it again. He ain't got enough.
He's serious. He's definitely serious, but that's all good. That's all good. I joke a lot, but when it comes time to race, I'm ready. I'm ready on race day. So, just like with Stefano, like I told him, we're going to get this over with this year. We're going to work something out, get it going, Papa. We're going to do that too. And I guess whoever else come along that shit like us and want to beat us down, you know?
Y'all going to keep that junk up. I'm going to tell you right now what I was thinking about. I'm thinking while y'all turn around racing, talking about racing each other, y'all going to make me mess around and do a conventional head shootout all motor. That's what's going to end up happening. Since all y'all running conventional head, that's what we're going to end up having to do one time. See who the baddest is.
Hey, let's get that going then. Let's do that. I'll be the last man standing. That's how I feel about it. Give me a pass that I can win. Shit.
Y'all can bet every round and keep it going.
That's what I already said. We can bet as we race each other.
Everybody don't talk about my man. He don't get a lot of recognition, which I'm pretty sure he don't care about, but he one of the best drivers out there. And I can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna lie. He definitely hit the tree now.
Man, he told me, he said, man, we gonna raise him all out. I said, okay. He said, well, you know, I'm gonna do this, do that. I said, I don't know about that one. He said, fuck it, we gonna do it. I said, all right, well, let's do it. it was a nail biter, but you know, he made the call and ride with him. That's what it is. You know,
y'all ride or die. I can give you credit. Y'all might have died that day, but y'all ride or die.
We got nine lives. We don't die. We multiply.
Hey, Joe, I bet you when you got out the car, or your pants were wet. What?
I ain't gonna lie. He came up on me like gangbusters. I ain't gonna lie about that. That's one thing I gotta say. I give you credit.
Hey, it wasn't nothing better on him when he got a deck car, because I was so close to him, so far up in him, couldn't nothing drip out of him.
look, he ain't never lied, because I had to come back and I asked, I came around the corner, I said, who won? I couldn't see. I said, where the finish line? Well, which one was it? Which stripe was it? Oh, man. But you know what? That was all fun again. I was so happy I won. I took the car to the winner's circle.
Yeah.
Hey, am I lying, Calvin? Y'all not taking
it
to the winner's circle?
Off. Yeah, off on the internet. What y'all going to do with the Cookie Monster, Joe?
Huh?
Hey, Troy, y'all going to put your son's truck back together?
Oh, yeah. If everything work out, I'm not sure how close it's gonna be. It's gonna be really close. He might be in time enough for the 31st. He'll
right,
be untested,
right.
But he'll be going right on straight on out there. So it seems like everything should be. It's real close. We trying our best to get him there. So
yeah.
I told him he could take the car. If I can't drive, he can drive it. You know, I told him he could take my car.
He don't want that though. Ain't nothing like his own though.
Yeah, you know, his kid, he kind of looking at his, and I seen him how, you know, you could tell. He thought he got to wait the next year. The old Cookie Monster swallowed the cookie, went down the wrong pipe, you know. He ain't had enough milk when he fit in the cookie. that's what happened. But, yeah, that's the only thing they have. But I promised I had more ready. Everything is, I got everything now, so he all good. Basically, we just waiting for the guys to finish up. And I don't get a lot to you. If I can give me the motor the like, day ahead of time, I have it sitting in there, and we be at the track.
Right,
we'll
right.
fire it up, go ahead and be there. And the Cookie Monster will be out there to try to run. I mean, we go out there regardless. When we get there, we trying something.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. We're going to try somebody.
Hey, Joe.
That's how I feel.
Hey, Joe.
You know? Yeah.
Hey Joe, we got a small block. We got a small block
okay.
All motor stock suspension Nova.
Oh yeah. I remember y'all was telling me the gray one.
Yeah.
We're gonna try that Nova.
We're gonna bring some milk for you.
we're gonna
dip that Cookie Monster in that milk and eat him.
Is that a small carburetor or a Dominator?
Small carburetor.
That's our race. We're gonna try.
Small carburetor, stock suspension, all motor.
You know Phil already killed one wolf.
Who is that?
He's bloodthirsty now. He wanna kill another one.
Hey Joe, Phil, that was his last wolf
he gonna kill too.
Hey, Joe, we wasn't really ready for that race, but my man went home and got his car in the garage, and he had just came from a car show. The plug was dead, so.
Look, don't make no excuses. Y'all thought that wolf was grown? That's all to it. Tell the truth.
Y'all let that wolf go out there.
Hey, Joe,
I was going to bring my car and get him with
me.
It, but.
He had just started eating meat.
Hey, Joe, And for real, y'all had came too far not to get a race. And we went out of car, we just gave y'all a race. We tried something.
Yeah.
You know, all hands there. Y'all won. You ate the wolf, but that's the last one y'all gonna eat, I'm telling you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. The race started out at one pot and ended up being another pot. I said, golly, everybody surrounding me started throwing more at me. I said, hold on. Where are these bulls coming from?
Hey, Joe, we drove two hours to go get that cup.
Get out of here. Boy, that long ride home, was it?
That wolf
had mange on him when he left. All the hair came off a filter, all the hair off that wolf when he left.
I tell you what.
That wasn't even Phil. That was Joe that did it. That was Joe. I forgot about that. That was the older one.
Hey, I wasn't bringing my street car down there, but I know y'all wasn't gonna be no type of race though, so I ain't even bring.
Which street car?
I got a big block back half street car.
Oh my god.
Pump gas, a little street car.
Yeah, well, back half, big tires. We gonna kill that other one. We gonna stay in our league.
Hey, Troy, Joe
want to run that stock suspension car, because when we left Buzz Creek that day, his truck had stock suspension, but when we got back, somehow he had ladder bars hanging up underneath of that. They must have changed it between the time we left and came back. You got to watch Joe now. Don't trick
him. I ain't never said that now. You cut that out. No, I ain't never said that. But
don't trick him with the words,
that
man.
Little kind of carburetor, all roll-up windows, everything. Look, all I know is I've seen a whole bunch. We were sitting in the staging lane, and they brought the car out. I ain't going to lie to you. The car was beautiful. They was up there pumping the music. They did the wolves out there dancing. Bro, when Joe messed around, turned that wind light on, man, I seen wolves tuck the tails under the leg and walk with the head down. I said, oh, don't tell me they'll kill one of the wolves or the song done stop playing. The fat lady stopped singing.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, no, the music kept playing. It just was a different song.
Yeah, hey, Joe. When we lock up with our great noble, I want your boy to come too because he owed me some money.
Which one?
What's his name, Jimmy?
Who?
Junie? Yeah, Junie. Yeah.
Junie?
Yeah, make sure
he's
on.
He said you his personal ATM.
Yeah,
he said when
right.
He come to Maryland, he just come see you. He's your personal ATM.
Hey, tell him, make sure he be
here
for this one,
because
we're going to close this deal up.
You going to close that deal up?
Yes, sir.
Y'all
going to
have to know
what
it is that day?
Yeah, if you say so.
Well, I'm going to call y'all the night before so I can have it there.
Yeah, you talking to Cali, so if y'all agree upon something, yeah.
I'm going to try to make sure we got a choke collar. What size neck you got?
Yeah. Call me the night before so I can make sure the milk is fresh. I'm going to milk the cow that night. I'm going to dip y'all in some fresh milk.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to soak that cookie till it's soft.
We're going to find out. I promise you that. I'm going to make sure Mo Phil said he got another one. He got a knockoff. He can't go home. He said he already said he can't go home. He like going to Maryland. He like knocking people off over there. The last man Phil knocked off, he turned around, he said he changed his name to Ski Mask. I was like, golly. I ain't never seen a man come back to the track again.
Hey, Joe, what happened?
Cool, what next time? I know you ain't talking about Big George.
Yeah, I'm talking about Big George.
I know
you're
talking
George
about my
now.
Man Big George now.
They call him Little George.
Hey, Joe.
They call
next time we see you, we're going to show you our hidden treasure we got in our car trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, we got pillowcases with heads in a lined up against the wall.
Okay, we're going to find out now.
Hey, so in case all I got is a set of big white eyes on, that's what the cooking was.
Well, I'm gonna make you, I promise you the Cookie Monster will be back, and you will see that run.
Hey, Troy, we got to build something to run Joe, though, because we got one of every kind of head in there, but we don't have no head with the jerry curl. We got to get something. We got to get Joe head in there. Hey, Joe, you drive the truck. Joe, you drive the truck, man. We got to get your head, man. That'd be, after we get that head in there, that'd be complete.
Yes, sir, we'd be finished.
You're the missing piece to the puzzle, Joe.
I'm gonna prove something to y'all. We're gonna cut a lot of tails off. I'm gonna have tails hanging all over the back of the Cookie Monster truck.
Uh-huh.
Tails gonna be sitting down there. So what the heck is that? Oh, that was Calvin.
Well, you got my head in there a couple of times. Y'all sitting tired of my head.
Who the one with the Chevelle? I forgot about that time we brought the farm truck down there. We killed another wolf. Man, ain't too many wolves left.
Yeah, y'all took the old farm truck out of business.
Yeah.
Man, we done knocked a lot of wolves off. You know, y'all just don't have the game warden looking for us. That's all.
When we beat y'all, we racing for your head, though. I don't care who drives the truck. That's the deal. I want.
Phil driving, so he gonna drive.
No,
that's his truck. He driving.
I want the other one drive. I've seen his work last time.
We'll make two races that day. We'll make both of them drive. They both want some money.
Yeah, I want the Tesla. I want the tuner to drive.
I'm gonna tell Phil, cut him not that deep. Wound him. Don't finish him off. You ever see Mortal Kombat? Finish him. That's what's going to happen. I promise you. Okay.
That's the 31st, Joe?
Yeah, that's the 31st. We'll have to chop him off. Wolfpack. That's the last. Oh, my gosh. You think I can find.
Hey,
I think I'm about to talk to Cubby and see if I can get that tombstone. Rest in peace, Wolf Pack.
Hey, we gonna get the missing piece to our puzzle, Troy. We got it now.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Y'all think y'all got this one? Okay.
It should be a good race. It should be a good race, Joe.
It gonna be a good race.
Jenny said ain't gonna be no good race. So all right, never
mind. Ain't gonna be no good race. Y'all said it was a good race last time too, so I can't say nothing.
Don't worry about it, Troy.
I saw those GoPros on the car, right? And they had it facing on the car. And there was no car to be seen on the GoPro. I said, where that wolf went?
Why don't you give us the name of who that was, Joe? I don't think that was the wolf pack, so we curious now. Who was that?
Wait. You trying to tell me who's your partner?
Well, you got
no GoPro?
Well, he ran the Chevelle. I'm going to tell you, go look on the thing. It says Scoop. I'll tell you, look on the YouTube. It says 10-5 scoop back 5.
Huh?
Look at that. After that video, go on, play a little bit, scoop back 5, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, that's when the wolf pack and old Cookie Monster locked in. And that GoPro don't lie. They showed the cars when they first was at the light.
Really?
I think the wolf pack needs some coffee to wake up. He looked like he fell asleep. Old lady wolf.
We needed some hot tea, man. He had a little cough in his throat, man.
And we called all the way down the
track. I said, oh, my God.
He ran me on 7 cylinders, man.
He ran me on 7?
Yeah, well. 7 cylinders, man. We had a misfire.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all good, though. We came to race. We did what we said we was going to do.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I
it's
said,
just
oh
like
my
anything
God.
Else.
They told me, they said, you done took the last fang out of that wolf. He can't eat now. He's going to starve to death.
So,
they,
you know, no matter said, how it goes, you just
they
can't
sent the letter to me talking about animal
bird.
Cruelty.
Hey, Joe, that's why
I ain't
going to
lie. They sent the letter to me saying animal cruelty. I said, oh,
nah,
my
that
God.
Wasn't us then. We don't press no charges, man. I'm telling you that.
Look, we don't kill. We killed the black wolf, then we killed the red wolf, and we killed the blue wolf. Well, what is this one? You said this a gray wolf?
Yeah,
yeah,
this one
gray
one. Yeah, hey, this one nasty. He foaming out the mouth.
He foaming out the mouth?
Yes, sir.
He got rabies. We're going to shoot him quick.
Yeah.
You see. Well, I'm about to close the show out because we get ready to go off. We're going to click off any minute. But it's been great with you guys, man. I had a great time. I enjoyed all you guys and hope to see everybody on the 31st. And God bless everybody. I'll see y'all soon.
Thank you,
Joe.
All right,
Joe.
Y'all take care. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, good night.
Good night, y'all.